Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning today's shiur in Siman Reish Nun Gimel. We are up to our third shiur on Sif Aleph. We're beginning on page Chaf Aleph on the top, which is the page following page 40. In the first two shiurim, we discussed the halachas of Akira, which is a type of oven that has room for two pots on top or inside. It's a wider oven. And now we're moving our discussion over to a tanur. So the Mechaber says, "V'tanur." When it comes to this other type of oven, we'll see exactly what it is. Afilu im husak bekashu gvava. Even if it is fired up with kashu gvava, which are the materials that don't really have coals that come out from them. So usr afilu lismochlo. It is usr to leave a pot on the tanur, even if it's not on it, but it's only samach to it. Afilu im hugaru fakatum. So a very big chumra over here when it comes to a tanur, even if it's fired up with kashu gvava, which is normally more lenient. Even if you're only doing smicha, you're only putting the pot next to it, not on it or in it, even if it's garuv v'katum, it's still going to be usr. The Rama says, kolz man shayatzo ledesbo. But all these chumers are only going to be if the heat by the tanur is at the point of yatzo ledesbo. And then the Mechaber says, if it's going to be usr to put it near the tanur, v'kol shekein sha'usr lashos b'socho al gabo. So certainly it's going to be usr to put the pot on top of the tanur or inside the tanur. And now he moves his discussion over to a third type of oven, and that is somewhere between a kira and a tanur in terms of its stringencies. We'll see the exact details in the Mishabura. The kofach shum mikom shvisas keder achas. So it's like a kira, but a kira was wider. It had room for two pots, and the kofach only has room for one pot. So then the din is somewhere in the middle. Im husak bekashu gvava. If it was heated up with kashu gvava, dino kekira, then it has the more lenient halacha like a kira. But the gefes or be'etzim, dino ketanur. But if it was fired up with gefes or etzim, then it has a din of a tanur. And the Rama says, v'hatanurim shalonu dinam kekira. The Rama says, our ovens nowadays, I will discuss in the Mishabura, they have a din that's more lenient like a kira. Then the Mechaber switches gears again and he says, v'im shachach v'shoha. If a person forgot and he did the wrong thing, he did shehiyah when he wasn't supposed to. So imhu tafshel shebishel kol tzarko. If it was with a dish that was already fully cooked, so mutter, it will be mutter to eat that dish, afiluhu mitzdanik v'yafalo. Even if by the further cooking it gets better, since lamaisa was fully cooked already, that dish will be mutter. Imhu tafshel shehistel lehisbashel v'lo bishel kol tzarko. But if it's a type of dish that started cooking but it did not complete its cooking, then it's aser ad motzoi Shabbos. You cannot eat that dish until after Shabbos. That's all if you forgot and it was b'shogeg that you did the shehiyah. V'im avar v'shoha, but if it was on purpose, you did shehiyah when you weren't allowed to, aser v'shneyem, then both these cases, whether it's fully cooked and it's mistamed yafalo, or it's partially cooked, it's all going to be aser if it was done b'mezid. And the Rama adds on, ad v'chdei shehi asu. It will be aser until Motzei Shabbos, plus you have to wait the time that it would have taken to finish this cooking after Shabbos as well. V'imechzirim eino Yehudi b'Shabbos. If a goy did chazara on Shabbos, we'll see for a Jew. Dino keshachach v'shoha. Then it has the same din as if the Jew himself forgot and did shehiyah. V'imechzirim Yisrael. But if the Yisrael did the chazara himself, dino ka'avar v'shoha. So then it has a din as if he did the shehiyah on purpose. Again, we'll see all this clarified in Mirtz Hashem shortly in the Mishabura. And the last point that we'll see on the top for today is the last point of the Rama. V'imitztamek v'ralo. But if this dish was so fully cooked that any further cooking is going to make it worse, then it is mutter. Sharei lo nene mina iser. Then you are allowed to eat the food because you did not get any hana from the iser that was done. So let's go back now to the beginning of the Mishabura with Sipkaton Chof Aleph. We'll discuss the first category that was brought in today, and that is the Tanur. So says the Mishabura in Sipkaton Chof Aleph Tanur, Hainu b'Tanur Shalahem Shasuyos Kekira. Here we're discussing again not our modern day ovens, but the ovens of the olden days that were made similar to Akira. Ach mitoch shektsaros l'mala. But the way a Tanur was shaped, it was narrow on top. The rochav lamata was wider on the bottom, so niklar chumo l'solcho tfei mikira. So they kept the heat inside of it much more than a kira because of its shape. It was wider on the bottom and got more narrow on top, so the heat was more concentrated on top. L'kach echmiru bo yosem mikira. Since it had more heat inside the tanur than the kira, therefore the halachas are obviously going to be more chumer by a tanur than by a kira. So we said the din of the Tanner was, even if it was Husak, the Kashuk Vava, which is usually more lenient, it's going to be Aser, even Lismochlo, even if it's Gorev Katum. So says the Shabruah, it's a Katum Chabez, Mipnei Shahad Goref, Eino Goref, Elo Rov Ha'esh Atzma. When a person sweeps out the coals or whatever is inside firing up the oven, he only gets the majority of the fire out with the sweeping. It's impossible that there's not going to be some spark that is left inside the oven. When it comes to a tanur, where like we said before, its heat is very great, we're worried he might stoke that spark. Whatever remaining sparks are there, we're worried a person might stoke those sparks or those coals in order to fire it up more. From the language of the Mechaber, it's mashma that he's going like a tour. Even if you have all the lenient aspects, it's only kash and vava, and it was garv katum, it's mashma from the Mechaber like the tour that it's still going to be osir. And this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehonasan that is brought down in the Ran. However, in the Lashon of the Rambam, it's mashma a little more lenient. If you're using the more lenient things to burn up your oven, it's only going to be asr by a tanur if it was not swept out. If it is swept out and it's kashu vava, it will be mutter according to the Rambam. That's also the opinion of the Kolbo, and it's also the sheet of the Ran. And Zakta Mishavura, one can be lenient like those sheetas, like the Rambam, like the Kolbo, like the Ran, and not to have the very machmir sheeta of the Tur and the mashmos of the Mechaber. Sivkatan Chav Gimel goes in the Ramah that said that this whole problem with the Tanur is only so long that it's Yatso Ledesbo. But if the oven is not Yatso Ledesbo, if the hand touches it, it doesn't get burned. So mutter litin afiu agaba. Then you're allowed to put a pot even on top. Afiu b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos itself. The evsher da afiu ain gorov v'kotum and agecholim gam ken shari. It's possible that even if it's not gorov v'kotum from the gecholim, if it's not yatzol lezbo, it's also going to be mutter. Kevon sham mokum shemamid shama kadeira ain yatzol lezbo. Since l'maisa, the place that you're placing the pot is not Yatsa Ledesbo, so we mutter even on Shabbos, even if it was not Garba Kotum. In Note 35, he points out that even though the Mishabura says mutter litin afilo agabav, the chain litin besocho, it also will be mutter to put the pot actually inside the tanur. Kosov the kamon shemutter, who betama dover kosov, the Mishabura explains over there why it's mutter. Shekish she'ena Yatsa Ledesbo, einu nelshav ketanur shehusa klal. If it's not Yatsa Ledesbo, it's not considered a tanur that's fired up. And therefore, everything goes. You can put it on top. You could even put it inside. Sivkatun chavdalet is what the Mechaber said, that if it's going to be usher to put it close to the tanur, even though it's fired up with kashuk vava, certainly it's going to be usher to leave a pot on top or to put a pot inside. Vidafka below this bashal called tzarko, this is dafka talking about where it wasn't fully cooked. O mitzdamik viyafalo, where it was fully cooked, but cooking it more is going to make it a little more gishmak. However, if this dish is fully cooked, and the more you're going to cook it now, it's going to go downhill, that's going to be mutter. So too, if you have a pot of raw meat, it's also going to be mutter. Even if it's not garva kotum, you still will have these two kulas. If it's mitzdamik v'ralo, that it's way overcooked already, or it's totally undercooked, that it's raw, you will have those same leniencies by the tanur, as we had earlier by the kira as well. Then the Mechaber moved on to the kaifach, and he said it's an oven that has makom shvisas kedeir achas. So says the Mishabura, hu asui kein kira. This kofach is shaped just like a kira, not like the oven that's wider at the bottom and more narrow on the top. Rather, it's like a kira that's the same size on top and the bottom. Elo de kira hu makom shvisas shtei kederos. The kira, as we said, has room on it for two kederos, therefore it's wider, it's not as hot. The kofach hu makom shvisas kedera achas. The kofach is just a skinnier oven, and there's only room for one pot. Lefikach nefish havle mikira. Therefore, there is more heat in the kofach than there is in a kira. Shamokom tsar, the place is more narrow. Vachom niskabes boyoser, and the heat gathers there more. Vizuter havle midetanur. However, the heat is less than a tanur. So it's more than a kira because it's shaped the same way as a kira, but it's more narrow, so it's memela, more hot. But it's not as hot as a tanur because the shape of the tanur makes it extra hot that it's water at the bottom and more narrow on the top. So we said the kofach has some kind of middle din. We said if it's fired up, a kashu gvava, it gets a din of a kira. Says the Mishabura Chavav Dinok Akira Vafilu Lo Garach Esakash Velo Katam. It's going to be mutter to do shehiyah there, even if you did not sweep out the kash, you did not cover up the kash. It's not garav katam. It's still going to be mutter, like we said by Akira, when it has kash ugvava. However, if it was fired up with gefes obeitzim, where it makes coals, then it has a din of a tanur, the kanuch of zayim, shafilu gorath ikatam aser, like we said by a tanur, even if it's swept out or they're covered, it's still going to be aser, bein besocho, bein algaba, bein besmicha, whether it's putting the kli inside the oven, on top of the oven, or even besmicha, just like we said by the tanur, that would be the same din by the kofach if it was fired up with gefes obeitzim. Then the Rama told us that our ovens have a din of akira, which is the lesser amount of heat. Says the Mishabura Chav Ches, V'tanurim Shalanu, Shepiyah Min Atzad. First of all, they're less hot because the opening is on the side, so it has to be a bigger opening to get the pots inside. So Mamela, there's less heat. V'od, and furthermore, Sheruchavim Bioser. Our ovens are more wide. So Ein Chumam Rav Kolkach, the heat in there is not so great. V'al Kein Dino Kakira, therefore they have a din of akira. The Mashal argues with this. They hold, the Mashal holds that the Tanur of nowadays is like the Tanur of the olden days, which is more Mahmir. Ayin Shum. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the Alko Ponim B'Tanur Shal Nachtomim. At the very least, when it comes to a baker's oven, Shemasikin Bo Tadir, which is heated up very often, the Chumo Ravin, its heat is great, Tov Lahatmir Leduno Ketanur. So even though we have a machlokas when it comes to our regular ovens, and we certainly have makom to be lenient to view it as a kira, but when it comes to a baker's oven, which is fired often and there's a lot of heat in there, that would be better to be machmir and judge it like a tanur, which has the more strict halachos. Now there's an interesting point over here in note number 37. In the second paragraph, he talks about our electric ovens that we have nowadays. Rav Moshe says that even if it's an electric oven, it has a din of a kira. So says Rav Nissen Karelitz. V'hosif levayer shem levad ma shekazal the mishabura. Besides what the mishabura brings down, shecholak dina midin tanur shevimei chazal, that our ovens have a different din from the din of a tanur from the olden days. Kevan shepischeya meratzad, because the openings are on the side. Chalukim heim gam bekaf. There's another chiluk which makes our electric ovens even more lenient. She'enam shomrim eskumam. They don't hold on. They don't guard the heat. Shereke shemechabim osam mitstanim maher. When you turn off an electric oven, it cools down very fast. Mashenkin hatanurim shebimei chazal, which is not the case by a tanur in the days of chazal, sha'af li'achar asaras ha'gecholim mehem, even after you take the coals out, hayu hatanurim shomrim eskumim l'meshach zman, they would keep their heat for a longer period of time, and therefore just pointing out from Rav Moshe and from this in Karela, it's that our ovens, in fact, would have a din of a kira. Another reason besides what's mentioned in the Mishavura is the fact that they cool off very fast. That's talking about an electric oven. Then the Mechaber switched gears and told us if one forgot and he did shehiyah, so we were mechalek that if the tavshil was fully cooked, it's going to be mutter. If it's not fully cooked, it's going to be aser. Says the Mishavura, sefkotun chavtes vim shachach v'shoha v'kol shekein im shogag v'din. There's no difference if you forgot and you did the shehiyah by accident. It's certainly going to be true, says the Mishabura, if you forgot the halacha. That's also considered a shogeg, and that would have the same din that it would be mutter if it's fully cooked, even if it's mitzamek v'yafelo. Says the Mishabura, sefkat lamed v'afiluhu besocha tanur, even if it's inside the oven. The atam, and the reason is, the lonene mimenu kokach, you're not really getting so much hana from the extra cooking. Kevan de belav hachi hayaroy lachila. It's true, it's mitzamek v'yafelo, so you definitely gain, but it was 100% edible, it was fully cooked, and roy lachila before that. Shenis bashal chotzorko was already fully cooked, the alkein b'dievet mutter. Therefore, b'dievet, if you did it by accident, you forgot, it was b'shogig, so then it would be mutter. However, if it was a tafshul, the Mechaber said that started cooking but it wasn't fully cooked, then it would be aser ad motzei Shabbos. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Lam and Aleph, it would be aser l'chol adam, to all people. V'kol shekein livnei beiso da aser, certainly be aser to his family. Kevan din ispashul b'shvilim, since it was cooked for them. If you look at note number 38, he points out a very interesting thing. Even though we're going to see later, when it comes to a person who actually cooked, he did bishul on Shabbos by accident. We're going to see later on in the Mishabura Shabamokum Atzorach Evshir Lahokel Kedasa Grosh Lohosra Tashul B'dievid. You could be leaving like the Groda B'dievid. You actually cooked on Shabbos. You could eat the dish if it's a time of need. Mikomakom Le'inyan Isser Shahia. However, over here, when it comes to Isser Shahia, we say later on, Sha'osru B'shogag B'hisha Gam B'dievid L'Kuyamba. It's going to be usr. So you did the worst thing, you did the cooking, so b'dievid it's going to be mutter to eat the dish. If you only did shahiyah, which is not as bad, it's going to be usr according to everyone. And the reason is, k'nei shelo yavo lahashos b'mezid. So you shouldn't come to do shahiyah on purpose, v'yomar sheshachach, and you're going to say you forgot. V'tam atavim b'vur b'gemara, the Gemara explains, shemishum sha isr lahashos hurak midirabonim. Since the whole isr of shahiyah is only an isr d'rabonim, v'kalhu b'enei hanoshim, so it's memela, light in people's eyes, they might be sly. So therefore, we're pointing out over here that although the din of one who cooked, which is much more serious, by accident in a time of need, b'dievid will allow him to eat it, over here, when it comes to shehiya, which is less serious, it's only the rabbanon, we're going to be more machmir and asra b'dievid because we're worried a person is going to play games. The note continues and says, "Vim ein lo malecho b'Shabbos mevada tafshil shehisha v'isra b'lemaisa." If you actually have nothing else to eat on Shabbos except for this dish that you did shehiyah on v'isra, we're going to see later on, shemutr lo la'ochlo k'shehisha also b'shogig. If lemaisa the shehiyah was b'shogig, you would be allowed to eat it. Mishum sha'aser l'sanos b'Shabbos. You can't fast on Shabbos, like we'll see later on in the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Pei Ches. So at the end of the day, if you have nothing else to eat, you would be allowed to eat it. But assuming you have other food, so we'll be more lenient when it comes to bishul than when it comes to shia. That's note number 38. So we're back into the Mishabura, we're in Sivkat Lama days. We said if you accidentally did shahiyah, so a dish that was not yet fully cooked that you put on before Shabbos, and did shahiyah, it'll be usr ad motzei Shabbos. V'hagos ashrim avur degam dekanuch b'lei sheyasa kemo b'avar v'shoha. The same way that we're going to talk about doing a b'mezid, the next line of the Mechaber says, "Asur b'shneim ad b'chnei sheyasu." So we're saying over here also that Gosh Ashri says that this case, when you did a b'shogeg, you wait till Motzei Shabbos. Also, you have to wait those few extra minutes, the time it would have taken to cook it that extra amount. U'milushon haRambam l'nirukin. However, from the Rambam, it's not mashma that in the case of shogeg you have to wait that extra time of k'dei sheyasu. Now, I want to point out one bir halacha in this ad k'dei sheyasu. So it's in the second bir halacha, the b'masu ad k'dei sheyasu. What's the idea of waiting after Shabbos, the time it would have taken to do it? We had this idea earlier, but it brings two reasons. The halacha number one, k'dei shelo yehonam melacha Shabbos. We don't want you to get hanah from melacha that was done on Shabbos. That's Rashi's pshat. L'maisa, the melacha of cooking was done on Shabbos, so we want you to wait the time it would have taken to cook it that extra amount after Shabbos, so you're not getting hanah from melacha done on Shabbos. And the Rambam and Perek Gimel Nasa Natani gives a different reason. K'dei shelo yistakir klun. We don't want you to benefit. It's not a matter of getting hanah from melacha Shabbos, but we don't want you to come out ahead. V'lo yovo lahokil pam acheres. You're going to come out ahead, so we're worried you might do it next time. It's not that be'etzem we don't want you to get hanah from melacha Shabbos. We're worried that if we allow you to benefit this time, you're going to do it on purpose next time. We want to make a precaution that you shouldn't come to do it again next time. Then the Mechaber said, after the Mechaber told us, if you did shia by accident, so the dish that was fully cooked, even though it's mitzvah, the afalo is going to be mutter. A dish that was not fully cooked is going to be asur till after Shabbos. A machlokas if you have to wait, ad b'chdei sheyasu. But then the Mechaber said, if you were over ever shah, you did it b'mezid, you did shehiyah, so it's asur b'shneim, whether it's fully cooked in a mitznavik v'yofalo, or if it's partially cooked, it's not fully cooked, either way it's all going to be asur, ad b'chdei sheyasu. Then the Rama said, v'mechzirim eino yehudi b'shabbos, if the goy did chazara on this dish on Shabbos, the Mishabura says in l'amigimul utzorach Yisrael, so you put it back on the fire for the purposes of the Yisrael. So he said, it's dino keshachach, that as a din, as if the Yisrael himself forgot and did the shehiyah. Zok the Mishabura l'amidala demash enasa aidei ein yehudi b'mezin, that which the goy did for the Jew on purpose, l'chomir mimash enasa aidei Yisrael b'shogig. It's no more chomer than that which the Yisrael did by himself b'shogig. V'alkein, and therefore, afilu imitztamik v'yafalo mutter, even though it's getting better by staying on, but since it was fully cooked, it will be mutter. Kevan shenispashal kol tzarko, since lamaisa it was fully cooked, the ein nena minu kol kach, and you're not benefiting so much from it, it would have been edible anyway. So therefore, if the goy puts it back on, but makes it for the Jew, it gets the same din as if the Jew did it, v'shogeg, v'shehia, and therefore it is mutter if it was fully cooked, even though it's mistamik v'yafalo. But the Rambam then says on the top of page 42, then echzir Yisrael, but if the Yisrael did the chazara, then it has a din as if he did the shehiyah b'mezid. Says in the Shabura, then echzir Yisrael b'Shabbos, the Jew did chazara on Shabbos, afilu b'shogeg, even if the Yisrael did it by accident, dino ka'ovar v'shah b'mezid, has the same din as if the Yisrael did the shehiyah b'mezid. Va'asr in mitzamek v'yafalo, and it's going to be asr if it is mitzamek v'yafalo, certainly if it wasn't fully cooked. V'hatam demach merinan b'chazara tfeimi b'shiyah. So why is it that when it comes to chazara, we're talking about the chazara b'shogeg has a din of shehiyah b'mezid? Why are we being so machmir by chazara over shehiyah? Mishum deka'ovit maisa. When you do chazara, you're doing an active thing by putting the pot back on the oven. When you're doing shehiyah, you're just leaving it there. You're not taking it off. So when you're doing a maisa, that's more machmir. The Magen Avraham says that for other people this will be mutter. It was fully cooked before. It was shogig, it will be mutter for others. Note 42 points out, however, the family member says the Masa Shekel is like the person himself. Mishum shenasa hatafshil af avuram, because the dish was made also for them. Chazanish says the Gra is machmir and says even other people cannot eat the dish. V'shekenu ha'ikar la'alach, and the Chazanish argues the Chavetz Chaim and says that is dekar la'alach, it's asr to everyone. Not like the Mishabura says that from the Magen Avraham de la'achirim it's shari bazeh. Continues the Mishabura towards the end of Sukkot Lamed Hei. V'da'i you should know. Didin zehu afilu l'shitas harama the posik b'sof hasif. This din is even according to the Shita of the Ramah that passes at the end of the Sif, Kahayesh Omrim, like the one that holds the Bishia Mutter Kemacha Bajusai, that Shehiyah is Mutter as long as it's a half or a third cooked. Hacha b'chazara shavim heim ledina. But here when it comes to chazara, it's equal to halukul yamu b'chazara asr afilu in this bashal chod sarko. When it comes to chazara, it's much more machmir. Even if you make it by shehiyah, as long as it's macha ben jusai, which is a half or a third cook, when it comes to chazara, it's asr, even if it was fully cooked. However, the last point that we saw in the Ramah was, if it's mitzamek v'ralo, if it's going downhill, and a person did it, then it is going to be mutter, because then you got no hanah. Says the Mishabur Lamidvav, Ratzalomer Afagad lechatchila aser bechazara. Even though it's true, even if it's mitzamek v'ralo, you still can lechatchila go ahead and put it back on the stove. Afilu in mitzamek v'ralo, even if it's going to get worse. B'dievet mutter afilu hechzer b'mezid. B'lemaisa b'dievet will be mutter, even if you put it back on purpose. Sharei lo nena klal, you got actually no hanah whatsoever, because the dish is mitzamek v'ralo. As the cook's more, it's getting worse, so you got no benefit, and therefore that would be mutter, even if it was done the mason. I'd like to end with one bi'alocha and a note, and that's the bi'alocha on page 42, top bi'alocha. Then the chzir Yisrael, we said that the Yisrael did the chazara, so we said he did it on Shabbos, and the Mishabur told us even b'shogig, it has a din as if he did shehiyah b'mezid. Says the bi'alocha, umari b'ofen shachazara osru divrei akol. This is only true if he did the chazara in a way that it's also according to everyone. The ilav hachi, because if that was not the case, it was a case of chazara that some say is asr and some say is mutter, ein lahachmir b'dievid, then b'dievid we would not be machmir. And that's explained further in note 53 in the back of the Sefer, on the bottom of page 3, where he writes, who betama davar kasav mishabula kamon mishabula, later on explains this in Shin Yud Ches, shabuchol mokom shiye safik im adavar asr, any case that we have a safik if something is asr, ein lo asro b'dievid, we will not asro b'dievid, we did ma'isa Shabbos, as being considered a ma'isa Shabbos, we would not asro it. Shekevat she'isr ma'isa Shabbos ein lo asro el medrabonim. Since the whole isr of ma'isa Shabbos is only asro medrabonim, mishum knas, because of a fine that you did something on Shabbos, safek the rabbanon lakula, the ma'isa the rabbanon, and therefore if it's a safek, because it's a machlokas, we would say safek the rabbanon lakula. We will stop here, and in Mirtz Hashem, we will finally come to our last installment of Sif Aleph in the next year.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427. Or email info@shasilluminated.org.